Today we celebrate one of our Blessed Lady's great privileges, that of her assumption, body and soul, into heaven, defined as dogma by Pope Pius XII in 1950. A great privilege whereby Our Lady would follow in the footsteps of her divine Son, would not remain in the depths of the earth, but her soul would reanimate her body, and she would be assumed body and soul into heaven. Now we might ask, well, actually we wouldn't easily ask, because we'd understand rather well why Our Lady would have such a privilege, would be granted such a privilege. She, who, as we've seen, well, as we know well, she's without sin, conceived without sin, therefore she would not taste, not see, not experience the corruption of the body. Though those who might argue, well, that she never even died, that she only slept. The Eastern Church tends to agree to say that, to teach that. The Western Church tends to think that she actually died as her Son died. But then the soul reanimated the body, and she was assumed body and soul into heaven. Either way, defined, what is defined is that she is assumed body and soul into heaven. She was assumed. But this also points to what will occur with us as well. In the end, our souls too will reanimate our bodies, and we will be taken up into heaven or hell, depending on what we merit. With our Blessed Lady, there was no choice, since she was untouched by sin from the moment of her conception and never touched by sin. The only woman that could be preached, that it could be said, as God did tell Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, I will put enmity between you and the woman. There's only one, that's our Blessed Lady. The only one never touched by sin. Therefore, for her, of course, it was immediately into heaven, where she remains, and extends her motherly care over us. I should say from where. Where she remains and from where she extends her motherly care over us. But she points to the way with this great privilege, that will also follow for us. But we have to remain faithful. We have to prove our love for God. That's why we are here on this earth now. And that's why we continually ask her motherly intercession to help us to prove that love, to give us the grace and the strength to be able to do that, to be able to offer whatever sacrifice we must offer, to be able to offer our whole selves, our whole being, back to her and through her, to her divine Son. Thus we are proving our love for him. And then we too will follow into heaven. And if we refuse that, we turn away, and that's what we do with our sin, we will lose heaven. See, we have that possibility. Therefore, we must follow exactly what our Blessed Lady bids. She told the stewards at the wedding feast of Cana, do whatever he tells you. That is, do whatever our Lord tells us. Obey the commandments. Live the faith. Prove beyond any doubt that love for God alone. Everything we do, every act we perform, every thought, every prayer, directed always towards that one end, union with God, our love for God. Let us, as we reflect on this, on this great privilege of our Blessed Lady, be assumed body and soul into heaven without corruption, this great privilege given to the Mother of God, that we too, in imitation of her, imitating her virtues, living that life of faith, a deep, deep faith, will succeed in proving our love for God and will achieve that same union with God in paradise. Praise be Jesus and Mary.